Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is
Thursday.
Oh, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's, yep, we're well into June. It's June.
Oh.
Our national contest, 11K a day, is coming back this coming Wednesday. So that's where we give you a code word and a number to text it to, and you could win $1,000 11 times a day. It's amazing.
Uh-huh,
honey. Starts next Wednesday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
Love All Natural Stone.
Me too. Here's what's happening. Sunshine expected today. A beautiful summer day ahead. Even if you've got overcast skies out there right now, it's going to break. What do you got there?
I actually, it looks like it's misting.
I had to put my windshield wipers on in the drive
funny.
Here. There was enough mist that it was clouding my vision.
Yeah, it's so hard. Nothing seems super wet, but it does look, it's foggy. Foggy AF out there.
Yeah,
there.
So anyway, that'll clear off, and we'll see
Great.
A beautiful summer day. If you woke up this morning around 5:15 and thought you felt something funny, you did. There was an earthquake this morning in the South Bay. I saw my shutters wiggle and went, oh. I think you're supposed to take action and maybe, you know, get under something, but I didn't move at all. I just went, well, let's see what this does. Nothing. Okay.
If it gets bad, I'll find a doorway to stay in.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Right. There you go. So anyway, that's the South Bay. So you may not have felt it if you're hearing us in Napa.
Right.
Real quick, in NBA playoffs, there's been some fun to be had. I watched the other night as Dame Lillard's a local guy, an Oakland guy who plays for the Portland Trailblazers. He scored like 50 points, brought his team to double overtime, and they still lost.
Oh.
So they're in a must-win game tonight. So are the Lakers, but the Knicks are out. The 76ers, Jazz have moved, and Hawks have moved on to the next round. So, and again, tonight, two teams have to win or they go on vacation for the rest of the season.
Which is,
Go Blazers. Let's see here. Where did I want to go next? So this, I thought this was interesting. You pay your kids for chores, or you did. Now they're grown up, so probably not. But there was a point you paid them for chores?
In order to get their allowance, they did have certain things that they had to do.
There's a mom blogger out there named Destiny Ann. She's going viral after she got on TikTok and said, I have a new way that I do things in my house. She doesn't pay her daughter for chores. She pays her daughter to put time into her hobbies. So she says, I want to encourage my daughter to do the things that she loves so that hopefully when she grows up, she'll pursue a job that she loves that will also pay her.
Hmm.
And I'm not missing her sort of angle there. I just think she's 100% wrong. Like, I don't see why you would, like, my mom would pay me to go skateboarding? What?
Well, anything to get you out of her hair.
Maybe. But she didn't need to pay me to go skateboarding. All she had to do is not make plans for me. Just leave me be.
That's where I'm getting confused. Because the reason I paid my kids to do the chores or attached the chores to the allowance was because they don't want to do them, and I didn't want to do them either. And, you know, they got to learn that they're part of the household and that they have to make a contribution.
Right.
If you're paying someone to do something that they love, wouldn't they be doing it anyway? I don't know. I mean, okay. She's allowed to, right?
I actually do the story because there's so much new age thinking these days that you find yourself in a particular mindset because it's always been done one way or another.
Yeah.
Including,
why not look at it from another way?
Yeah, I pay my kid to do the kitty litter box. You know why? Because I don't want to.
Mm.
That's why.
Does she do a good job?
No, she does a terrible job. In fact, I have to hound her for it. But she hasn't been paid because she screws it up at least once or twice a week. And I let her know, I can't pay you money for something you're not getting done.
Come on, Adele.
You got to do it. And you got to do it without me always having to hound you about it. In fact, right. I'd like us to be more cool to each other. I don't always want to be breaking your eggs.
Right. I was never a nag until you stopped doing the things I need you to do.
Anyway, she says she wants her kids to feel like their hobbies are their job. She wants them to associate money with stuff they enjoy doing, not stuff they hate. Mm-hmm. So when they're older, they won't go after jobs they hate just because they pay well. I don't know. I if you're out there and you know this works, I'd love to hear that from you.
That's the thing. I didn't get an allowance.
Oh, you didn't get an allowance at all?
No. My parents would just, bug nonstop to get things clean, but we weren't allowed to have friends over or hang out with them unless we did what we were supposed to.
And I think that happens a lot. I remember you're not going anywhere until that room's clean. There was
I just remember always being a kid and watching movies and parents being like, oh, I'm taking that out of your allowance. I'm like, what's that? Because we never got that.
If you needed money, if you were going out somewhere and the ice cream man came by, they would just give you money. They weren't tying that to specific.
Yeah, usually. But then once I got older, I never went out. All my friends came over to our house. So that's why.
The party house.
Yeah. So she spent your allowance on snacks for your friends is what
exactly.
Happened.
Our house was a big party house in middle school.
I love that.
And high school.
Everybody was over.
So.
Right, where everyone could come in.
So it wasn't really like a threat to me. The only
threat
was.
Let's go over to the Jesus sister's house.
The Jesus.
Yeah, it was a threat where nobody could come over until this stuff was done, which was a big effect on us because everybody came over.
Right.
So.
That was your entire social life.
Yeah, it was. That's why I'm such a homebody.
Oh, because everyone hangs and
I'm
parties
just so
at your
used
place.
To, yeah.
Just come to me. Why would I come to you?
Yeah. I'm so used to like just
the
front door
parked
opening.
In our driveway.
Yeah. In high school, the front door would just constantly be opening with people in and out. So
that's good, though.
That's sweet.
That's my house was kind of like that, too. Sandy was always like, okay, you boys want to stay for dinner?
That's so cute. Sandy's so sweet.
Yeah. She was as well.
She always has been.
Anyway, this next story is about people who've revealed, this is a Reddit poll, the ugliest American cities they've ever visited or perhaps grew up in these towns. And unfortunately, a lot of California cities made the list. In fact, the number one ugliest city on the list, as voted by these people on Reddit, Bakersfield, California. Hideous.
Is Bakersfield particularly ugly?
I don't like it. I wouldn't say that it's...
Either.
Is it just like deserty, dusty? What's the problem with it? Is there not a cute little downtown?
Yeah, look up BFE. Bakersfield is pictured there.
Pops up, huh?
Then you've got some Midwest places. Gary, Indiana. They say the entire city's gray. There's no color. I thought I'd gone colorblind. Youngstown, Ohio, Pure Depression, Johnstown, Pennsylvania is on the list. But then you start to go down a little farther and you find like Los Angeles on the list.
Oh, I like it.
They write Los Angeles, depressing concrete bleep hole. Oh. Oh my God. All right. So LA makes the list a little farther down. Modesto, California on the list. Three California cities.
In the top 10. I don't like it.
Las Vegas made the list. And
I
then,
like Las Vegas. I guess you know what it is? We don't live there. If you lived in LA and you were trying, and you would come from, I don't know where you moved from, North Carolina to LA, and now you're there and you're just like, this town's depressing and I can't get anywhere. And maybe there's so many people in LA that they all voted. And
I guess. So Modesto, LA.
Bakersfield.
And I don't know. I just thought, wow, that's weird. California is one of the most beautiful states in our union.
Absolutely.
And yet three of our cities make the top 10 ugliest bleep hole places you've ever been.
Sheesh. Oh, California, I'm coming home.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Fact.
Billboards are banned in Vermont.
I've heard that, yeah. Well, you can't have a billboard.
I thought I did this one for you. I mean, you're moving there, so it's
I'm not
important.
Moving there.
You're not.
I hear it's lovely. So.
But you're not.
No, I'm not moving. I live in California.
You're just going to run a B&B over there.
No, right? I'm not going to. You guys, I'm totally joking about that stuff.
You're totally joking.
Just like you're joking about your fence and all the construction you're doing.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. We're doing that.
Okay.
Kidding me? The amount of money I'm dumping into this house, I'm not leaving. I have a home studio. I want to move? No.
Well, remember to hit the but bump when she talks about Vermont from now on.
I'm just joking about it.
To know that we're having a joke.
Well,
right
I
now.
Never know. I can never tell if she's joking.
Yeah, I can't
always
tell
joking.
Either.
Always joking about moving to Vermont.
All right. No one knows exactly when people started using the phrase Jesus H. Christ or what the H stands for, but Mark Twain said in his autobiography that people were already using it when he was a kid. And that would have been the mid-1800s.
Jesus H. Christ. Horatio?
I don't know. You got me. You know what
Henry?
I unfortunately...
Hector? Hal?
It's been brought to my attention that I say
JFC
all the time.
Oh,
and I
that's
don't even
really
notice
bad.
I'm doing it. Yeah, that
that's
is...
That's really bad.
I don't mean to, but I do it. So... Anyway, Jesus H. Christ. No one knows what the H is or
Pappy?
Where it came from.
Hound dog?
All right. I like that.
House?
Let me do my Karen story. So we did a story out of Sacramento where there was a Karen incident. A lady was not having the lesbians kissing in front of her kids, and security threw her out instead of the... young lesbian couple just
She's
trying to have a day.
Worried about her kids being scarred by the lesbian, and she stands at the edge of the pool screaming in these people's faces as she's being escorted out.
Right.
Not a good look.
And by the way, now, because kids do go online, they're very familiar with online life.
Sure.
And now they know
their mom's a star.
Yes.
They're probably actually pretty stoked for her. Like, Mom, you're going viral. This is huge.
Yep. Their mom went viral. What was her name? Deb? Deb went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, the name Karen now comes with a stigma that's used as a derogatory term. There's a lot of bad press for the name Karen right now, and it's driven the name into extinction.
Oh, no one is naming their kid Karen now?
No one is naming new babies Karen.
I feel bad for people named Karen because there's plenty of nice Karens out there.
Yeah.
Like to have your name become the symbol of... kind of white elitistism or
snobbery.
Yes.
Snottiness. Right.
Like entitlement. I kind of feel bad for Karens.
The name Karen peaked in popularity in 1965 when it was the third most popular name for a girl.
Yeah. Didn't you know a ton of Karens growing up? I knew a ton.
Yeah.
Karen.
And I ended up with one for a little while.
Oh, you did it a Karen.
Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. Right. I always think of her as being the leggy supermodel who went on to be a designer, but I just remembered her name is Karen.
Yeah.
Poor thing. We should reach out to her. We're so
we
sorry
shouldn't.
About your name.
I'm sure she's fine. And by the way, she'll have no problem telling you shut your trap if you try to, you know, give her trouble for her name. So.
Oh, sure. She can defend herself, you're saying,
right.
this particular Karen.
Mm-hmm. America got almost 33,000 new Karens in 1965, and that continued to be a very popular name for a long time, but the popularity has dropped off considerably.
Mm.
Where are they now? Only 325 babies named Karen were born in the U.S. last year. 325.
Wow.
After having 33,000 of them at the peak popularity. They're on the list as the 831st most popular name for a girl. And that means it's going away.
Slipping away.
Bye, Karen.
Bye-bye, Karen. Karen.
That's too bad.
It is. I feel bad for the Karens.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh. Of course.
What?
It's holy. Jesus, holy Christ.
Jesus, holy Christ.
People are writing that in. A bunch of texts. 650-510. Five,
it's not hero, Jesus, hero, Christ?
No, they say it's holy. Of course it is.
Jesus, handsome Christ?
Well.
He was handsome in some of the depictions I've seen. Very handsome, very ripped, you know, very cut. Hanging.
This is funny. 415 says, you seem to be forgetting modern kids live on their phones, social media, and video games. They don't have hobbies, and they don't go outside. How about paying for both to instill a sense of responsibility, encourage healthier, more productive activities?
That's a good point.
You know, I swear to you, like I was telling you, we were on a bike ride just the other day. I got home and went, okay, how long have you been looking at that screen? Let's go. We're getting outside. Let's go, everybody. Come on. Mom's working. She can't take them out. So she's stuck. And these two kids are like, you know, lying around in pajamas at noon. Okay, get dressed. We're going for a bike ride.
Right. Let's go outside and breathe some fresh air.
Right. We'll play at the park. I put my two-year-old, she reached up, she wanted to go on the, I don't know what we call them now, but they're like monkey bar type things.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure, jungle gym kind of thing.
Yeah. So I put her hands on it and I go, hold on tight, I'm letting go. And she goes, what? She's hanging.
You just leave her there.
I'll keep her said, for a minute. You know, hold on. And then she was like, I go, is it getting hard? And I had to take her off, but yeah, it was. There's some dad fun for you. Boy, that sounded worse than... Anyway.
No, it sounded fun. You didn't let her drop.
Well, of course I wasn't going to let her drop. The point is, that's me entertaining myself in the middle of the daytime, and that's pathetic. Vinny, billboards are banned in Marin as well. Is that true?
Oh, I've never seen any... That's right. I'll only live in places where billboards are banned.
Hmm.
What a Karen.
Phoenix, Arizona is the ugliest. It's beige, roasting, concrete sprawl.
A lot of people like it, though.
You know,
like Phoenix.
I couldn't do Arizona. This is as desert as I can stand.
I'm with you. I have a thing about wanting to be able to go out of my house in the middle of the day and walk someplace. You know, like I can't. It's one of the things, I do like Florida, and obviously I love a lot of people who live there. Got a whole bunch of family living in Florida now. But you go out in the middle of the day in August, and you've melted by the time you hit the sidewalk down your driveway. It's just, I like it to be a little more temperate.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, absolutely.
And that's the wet heat. The dry heat in Arizona, I'm sure, is just suffocating.
Lots of schools having their last day today, tomorrow, and maybe beginning of next week. Can you please congratulate the fifth graders at Bancroft Elementary in Walnut Creek? They're being promoted today.
Congrats, fifth graders at Bancroft Elementary.
I can't get used to that whole graduation.
They're being promoted. That's good. They're not graduating. They're being promoted.
I didn't have a whole promotion thing in fifth grade. It was only eighth grade and senior
year. Oh, you did it in eighth grade, though?
Yeah,
they
did.
Promote into
high school, which I think
that's... I did fifth and eighth.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You did?
It just depends.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't have any of that stuff.
I had it in preschool, too.
My kids had it in preschool. They had to walk over a little bridge.
I didn't have any of that.
All in San Francisco.
Oh. Off you go, next grade.
707 says, can you give us a shout out driving to Santa Barbara for the UCSB grad? Is that the Gauchos? Go Gauchos!
Have a great road trip.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Vin, do you have an update on Frank Somerville? I do not, but I saw the story.
I was just reading about that.
Oh, is there an update?
No, there isn't.
What happened to Frank Somerville?
He was on air Sunday night, and he was slurring his words and having a hard time to read the teleprompter, I guess.
Oh, no.
So then the next segment went on, and then he was not on set. So his co-anchor finished it out, and he hasn't been back since. And nobody's commenting.
Oh my God.
Yeah. People are multiple sources have been asking like what's going on, and I checked his Facebook page because he's very active on Facebook, and
he's really active and his daughter's on there with him a lot.
Yes.
And he's actually someone I really like. So I'm very
around here.
When I first saw the story, which was I want to say it was Tuesday, maybe even Monday, but I felt terrible, and I didn't know what to say on air about it because of course we
didn't
even
know what
we
happened.
Need to
no,
do well, we end
yeah,
up
that's why
going
I
too far.
That's why I didn't send the story, was because I did hear about it, and I've been looking for updates, but there's nothing to go off of. It's just,
Well, now that we've said it on the air, maybe someone will, in the know will tell us.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Well,
and it would
yeah.
be great if you know, I understand it's one of those things. What if he's not okay? Like,
yeah.
maybe they don't want to tell us that because he's not.
Right.
Well, and then just a Fox spokesperson said that I can confirm that Frank will not be on air today and will keep you updated on his status. But there's been no update and multiple sources have been asking and nothing's coming out of it. So I hope
remains
he's okay.
Off air after abrupt Sunday exit.
I like him. Yeah. He's great. You know, he took over for Dennis, right? Dennis Richmond?
Dennis Richmond.
I love
Elaine
Dennis.
Corral.
And it was one of those things where you go, wait, what? What'd you say?
No. Elaine Corral. Mm-hmm. Dennis Richmond and Elaine Corral.
Oh, right.
In 1991.
Okay. Anyway, so I like him. And I think he does a good job and I feel bad and I hope he's okay.
Centennial Steve said Frank Somerville publicly replied that he mixed up his meds and said he took Ampium by accident.
Oh.
But well. That's a texter, so we'll see.
Well, that would explain it, though, and that would be
not
a good
right.
That's a lot better than having a stroke.
Much better than a stroke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm out of time, though, so what's coming up in the trash?
The case of the missing $24 million pink forehead diamond.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.